Quebec 4, Victor, X-ray, Zulu. I'm listening.
Q4, VXQ, N4, ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. Good evening.
I'm a new ham out here in Oconee County. I just wanted to get a test out here to that repeater, see how I was coming in.
So as I drive down the road, I get a little bit of picket fencing in areas, but you're very copyable. Doing a good job. Congratulations. Welcome to the hobby.
That's good to hear, and thank you for the welcome. That's the way it is out here, man. I'm originally from Myrtle Beach, and it was kind of quiet on the airways down there, so I never did test out to go get it and moved up here to Oconee, and man, it's alive and well up here, so I'm excited and I'm happy to be doing it.
All right, is it KQ4VXQ? I think I've got the last letter wrong.
It's Kilo Quebec 4, Victor X-ray Zulu. And could you repeat yours back to me, please?
KQ4VXZ. Very good. I now that you say that, I remember. I don't know why I came up with Q. Yeah, my call is November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. N4ZLK is how I say it. And I've been a ham for a little while. I think close to 30 years now. And I guess it's being from Myrtle Beach, it's a lot different there in Oconee County, isn't it?
I'm originally from Spartanburg, and I moved down there for about 10 years, and I missed the mountains and that nice cool air we've been getting right here recently. I was happy to get back up here for sure.
Well, I'm mobile headed back home. I actually live in Cleveland off of Highway 11, so kind of headed that way. Tell me your name again. I missed it if you said it.
My name is Matthew. And how'd y'all make it through that storm, man, on that side of the mountain?
We did okay. We lost a lot of trees. We were out of power for, went out Friday morning until Friday evening the following week. But I've got a portable generator, and we were able to keep things going and keep the lights on for most of the time. We turned off at nighttime. I kept all the refrigerator stuff cool and cold and freezer cold. But we did okay. I just lost one tree in the yard, but there was a whole bunch of trees in the neighborhood and all around. I got stuck. Couldn't go to work Friday because I got blocked in. So, but we fared all right. I hope you did as well.
We actually were very lucky. We had, I live in a dense part of the woods right here at Lake Hartwell on the Tougaloo side. And, we had a bunch of trees go down all around us in the yard, and we lost power for maybe, six, 7 hours. But our neighbor, literally right up the driveway from us, up on the road, we'd stay back in the woods a little bit, but right on the road, they had a tree come down and catch their pole and the transformer and all that. So everybody down the road from us, they were out of power for a week. And we got blessed, and we only were out for just a couple of hours.
Minor inconvenience then. So that's good. Well, you know, as inconvenient as it was to be out for that long, we sure didn't get it like they got it up in North Carolina, so I'm very grateful. There's people that have been pretty much wiped out, and a lot of them lost their life.
That's horrible. I've been listening in to the Mount Mitchell repeater, and they're definitely doing a good job up there trying to get the comms going, but it's kind of crazy about all the, just like what you said about how bad everybody got it, and then, you know, they're not getting in the help, you know, especially the areas that are remote. They can't even get in there to them.
Okay, yeah, you're right. But it's not for lack of people trying. All the volunteers, they're doing an incredible job up there. And a lot of people from here have gone up there, and I've seen, you know, different groups have come from all across the country coming up there to spend a few days or bring supplies and things.
I heard that there was probably 1,000 people up there in Burnsville or something like that, all piled up in the parking lot trying to figure out where to go.
It needs to happen. The community needs to take care of itself, and, you know, people on the outside need to help out, and I think it's being done. And that's good, instead of sitting around waiting on some government agency to come in and rescue you. Let's step up and take care of what you can.
FQ4VXZ. Yeah, I know you. That's the truth on that, especially up in this area. And, you know, that's kind of like inner veins, born and raised right there, taking care of you all.
So, Matthew, I guess, how long have you had your license? I know it's a fairly new one. You said you were a new ham. When did you get your license?
It was the weekend after the storm. I studied for 2 months. I wanted to go the month before, but my local ham club around here, they hold them every month. And I felt like I wasn't quite ready for the one in September, and decided to hold off. And then the storm hit, and I was like, man, I sure hope they still have power up there. And then I heard on the repeater they was ready to go. So I went up there and passed it and met all the guys up there. Hold on.
Come to the hospital again. That's really cool. I know you guys probably have a net down there, and you may know this, but there's a net on here every night at 9 o'clock. 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Start to say 24 hours a day, but that wouldn't be correct. Anyway, they'd love to have you to join them, and you probably know about it, but if you don't, well, you're welcome to join them. They're looking for anybody and everybody.
One of the local guys over here told me about the net on this repeater here. That's how I found this one and queued it up. But I'm at my house. I live down in a hole and in the dense woods, so my signal don't get out to this repeater at the house. And I'm sitting up here at a church, maybe a quarter mile from the house. It's, you know, up on a hill, letting the kids play on the playground. And, you know, wanted to see if I can reach out and get out there to you.
Yeah, if you're in a hole, then you're in the mountain or around the mountains. There's a lot of times your signal will get blocked, but that just means you have to put up a higher antenna or get a beam antenna up. There's a few repeaters up in North Carolina I can't hit because I sit down not far from the base of the ridge where Caesar's Head is, and I don't get over the mountain very well without a repeater. And so any of the repeaters up in North Carolina, Asheville, Hendersonville area, I can't hit.
And my main rig is mobile. That was my first goal, was to be able to move and communicate. And my next one, I'll throw me an antenna up in a tree and get up over this hill right here beside me.
I think most of us started out either with an HD or a mobile rig in the car. And I had one I would take back and forth. I'd take it out of the car and take it into the house when I first got going. But you've got a lifetime to collect. And so it's a lifetime hobby. There's always something new and more equipment to add to your collection. So I'm sure in a few years you'll have quite a setup.
You got my old lady rolling her eyes here beside me. She knows how I am. Especially with electronics and computers and all that. And now I got me on another new hobby, so. Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And getting on HF and trying to reach out across country and stuff, that's going to be cool.
Say, young lady. YL stands for young lady, and that's how we refer to our wives. They do that on a CW, on HF and stuff. So you don't say old lady, you say young lady, and we're the old men. Old man is another ham radio operator who's a male. So don't be calling her old on the radio. She may not like that.
Hey, I appreciate that. We had a good laugh out of that one, and thanks for schooling me here on this old man.
hello to the young lady there, and congratulations again. I'm going to let you go. Nice to meet you, Matthew. Again, the name is Shane, and the call is N4ZLK. Welcome to the hobby, and I know you'll enjoy it. And enjoy this beautiful evening out here. It's absolutely gorgeous. Let's see if I can get your call. KQ4VXZ from N4ZLK. 73 to you.
Thank you, man. Thanks for coming back. N4ZLK, this is KQ4VXZ, 73 and clear.